Welcome back, my friend, to Become Limitless. I'm JP, your host, and I'm the founder of Transcendence Healing. And today we have a very exciting episode for you because I'm going to be connecting with you and sharing my own journey from struggle to transcendence and how my own life's story can inspire you to also become limitless and overcome your challenges. So join me on this incredible episode as I share with you the inspiring journey that led me to found Transcendence Healing, overcome my limitations, and step into the leader that I was meant to be to help others who also struggled as I did in my early years. With that said, let's dive straight into it. In part one, I want to share with you a little bit more about my early years and the challenges that I faced and how this really shaped my character. I feel that with anybody that you really want to connect with, you want to get to know what really shaped them. And so when I was looking back into my childhood, I believe that one of the things that really shaped me was that I grew up in a very unstable environment. I was constantly moving from different cities or different countries and different schools, and I never felt secure or stable. As I was growing up in my childhood, I remember I had really loving parents, both my dad and my mom. And I was born and raised in Panama, which is a really small country, about 4 million people. And as I was growing up, I was raised in a family that was part of the higher society in a way. But for some reason, we always struggled financially and emotionally. And there was a lot of instability inside our house. So externally, everything seemed fine. But on the inside, there was a constant fear of lack and scarcity. And so my dad and my mom, they used to fight a lot over money and these struggles. And this really got imprinted in me, not only with money, but also I started to feel guilty about my parents fighting. And I took in this belief that it was my fault that they were fighting. So from this belief, I started to create more and more guilt inside of me. And it was almost like a part of myself starting shaming myself. This probably happened when I was 9 or 10 years old. So I started to shame and guilt myself. And my dad, he was a very strict kind of general style, army style parent. And that really helped me in many ways. I developed a lot of discipline. I developed a lot of maturity early in my years. And I was always independent and doing things on my own. But what that also caused me was to develop this barrier of being extremely cold and closed off. So I wouldn't express my emotions. I wouldn't express what I was thinking. I was really rigid and stuck in my own patterns, in my own mind. And I thought that was the way to protect myself, right? So a lot of the times I had these confrontations with my dad that were not nice. Maybe there was screaming and shouting and different things that happened because I couldn't stand up against him. It was almost like this deep authority of telling me always what to do. And inside of me, that bothered me so much because I knew that it wasn't fair, that there wasn't justice in that system. And that's something that was really important to me. So one of the early memories that I remember is like me punching with all of my force against the wall when I was in my room. And I punched it and I punched it and I was hurting myself. But I had this repressed anger against my dad that I felt that I needed to release somehow. And so this repressed anger just kept building up inside of me. And by the time that I was, let's say, 11, 12, or 13, I was thrown into a new school. So by the time that I was 13 or 14, I was in a completely new high school. So because I had so much guilt and shame, and from the conversations with my dad, I would always get shut off emotionally speaking and expressing myself wasn't my forte. So I would actually, by that time, be a really shy kid. And it was a struggle. I didn't really have any friends in high school the first 2 years. I was very lonely and isolated. So the situations that I experienced in my house were also experienced in my high school. And so I had this deep craving to connect with the cool kids in my school. That was my biggest dream back there in high school. But there were always jokes, like non-offensive bullying, and people just made fun of me. Because at that time I had a mustache, where I don't know how you say it in English, but I had these hairs around my mustache and I didn't shave them. So people would do a lot of jokes around that. And it was because my dad didn't allow me to shave. He was like, no, you have to wait until you're older to shave. And I don't even know what that was all about. But yeah, to give you a little bit of context without getting too deep into it, I was shaped into this really shy kid with very low self-esteem. I didn't really think anything about myself. Didn't really have any aspirations. I was stuck in my mind all day. And I struggled a lot in that place in my mind. I had so much overthinking about what other people would think about me, how other people would reject me or judge me. That was my biggest fear, to be rejected, to be judged. And I experienced that in my own personal life and in school. So I just kept going down this vicious cycle of worry and stress and tension because I was trying to protect myself, right? But I can see now how innocent, how vulnerable that little kid was, that version of myself, because it didn't know better. And so as a defense mechanism to all of these feelings of deep unworthiness, of not being enough, of not fitting in, of feeling so lonely and disconnected, I develop a mechanism to worry and overthink and predict and try to control the future. And that's how I became really hypervigilant of my surroundings, trying to predict everything that happened around me. And it became an addiction, truly. I was addicted to negative thinking. I was addicted to self-sabotaging thoughts and behaviors and patterns. And the reason that I want to go so deep into my own journey is so that you understand where we're coming from. And so that you realize that anything is possible. Because I went to the depths of my shadows, of my fears, of my wounds. And I was able to transform them into my greatest blessing, which is what I'm doing right now in this podcast, which is unbelievable. And it feels like the whole journey was worth it. So much. Everything. I wouldn't change anything. Because all of those early years, all of those struggles and days sitting at the bus, going home, just thinking just how lonely I was, how isolated and how I didn't fit in, that really hurt me. That created a really big wound on my heart. And I didn't want to talk to people. I would go on the recess breaks where everybody would hang out. And so I wouldn't really have anybody to talk to. So I dreaded those recess breaks. I just wanted to go back to the classroom and just go on about my day. So I spent a couple of years there. And that was the big challenge. Because now, by that time, I was addicted to negativity, right? As a defense mechanism, I became addicted to being in my mind. I didn't want to be in my body because being in my body meant feeling horrible about myself, feeling stress and anxiety. And so I just kept living in my mind. It just kept getting worse and worse until the point where I couldn't differentiate myself from my mind. Because from the moment that I woke up to the moment that I went to sleep, my mind would be like a hyperactive mind, thinking 100 thoughts per minute, thinking about everything, thinking about different things, about what I did wrong, about how I needed to punish myself. So to conclude part one, all of those early childhood experiences really shaped my personality. As I was saying, my biggest fear was really to be rejected. What really drove me to change and to look for alternate solutions that I couldn't find in traditional methods was that I wanted to stop feeling unworthy. I wanted to stop feeling like I wasn't good enough. I wanted to feel confident in myself and in every single cell of my being. And most of all, I wanted to have peace in my mind. I didn't want to wake up with that overthinking, loud voice that just kept me in a really bad place with insomnia, with chronic stress and tension in my back. I just wanted that voice to really leave me and to just have peace of mind, but the real one. So this desire, this deep desire for change, was what started me on my journey into the next phase of my life, which is personal growth and transformation, the real one. And so by the time I graduated college, I started working as a civil engineer, spent a year and a half working for one of the top firms in Miami. It was incredible. I had the most incredible life, the career, the partner, my house, Miami, everything was beautiful. But inside of me, all of those wounds and struggles and traumas and limiting beliefs were still lingering. Even when I worked, even when I traveled to see the most beautiful places in the world, even when I was having a meaningful dinner with my partner or speaking to my family, I wasn't there. I was in an automatic pilot, unconscious, just having life passing by. And that drove me mad because I felt so disconnected from myself and from life. And that was the turning point where I decided that I needed to stop evading those feelings and pushing them down and rejecting them or suppressing them. And that's when I knew that I had to do something about it, because if not, they were going to ruin my entire life for the rest of the years that I would be walking on earth. I would still be unhappy and struggling, feeling unfulfilled. So I said, enough of this. I'm taking you inside my thought process now. And I was really forced. And I think that's a beauty and a blessing that I now realize. Because when I was stuck in that fear, in that anxiety, I'm not going to lie to you that I didn't believe that there was a way out. I didn't believe there was a light at the end of the tunnel. I didn't believe it. I was so stuck in my own suffering, my own pain, that I thought that was just how life was. And obviously, back then I couldn't realize just how powerful of a lesson it would be to realize that literally all of that pain and suffering was going to mold me into the man that I am today, so that I can help and support others who are walking that same path before me. And that's life-changing. That's such a beautiful, empowering way to see your life. Now, getting back to part number two of this journey, this is where I discovered personal development. But I didn't discover it like most people do. The first thing that I did to improve the condition that I was on was to look for habits. This is what really got me started in this journey of personal development. I started to fall in love with habits. And I was so determined and I was suffering so much that I would commit to basically anything. So I decided to commit to daily habits. I started researching about the habits that millionaires do every single day. I researched their routines, their habits, and I was like, okay, I really need to find a way to stop thinking so much, to stop feeling so bad about myself. And I started to discover the gym. I started to discover exercise. I started to discover meditation. And I started to discover breath work. The most useful ones at that time for me were exercise and meditation and journaling. I started to write down all of those thoughts that I had every single day. I started to become more aware of them. And then I developed the discipline to start going to the gym every single day. Slowly but surely, it took me a few months. But then it became automatic. And that's the beauty of habits. So I was feeling a little bit better about myself. I started to release stress and tension by going and exercising and eating a little bit healthier, leaving a little bit behind the alcohol and the drinking and anything else that was in a way harming my own body. By that time, I decided to go really deep into meditation and mindfulness. And I was really curious to understand why I had such a loud voice inside my head. And funnily enough, this was the turning point of everything. This is where I really felt like I was being reborn into this life. And it was the first day in my life that I felt that I was living consciously. And this day came when I stumbled upon this book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. He has been one of the most incredible catalysts in my own journey. Because as I was looking and reading and analyzing and understanding his book, I had a breakthrough that came very surprisingly. And what happened is that I felt myself sitting at a cinema room, and it was almost like I was watching a movie, but there was this white screen. And inside this white screen, I could see my thoughts and I could sense my emotions. But literally for the first time in my life, in 23 years, I was able to see the truth and realize that I wasn't my thoughts, that I wasn't my inner voice, that I wasn't who I thought I was for all of my life. And I had guilted and shamed myself so much because I thought that I was my inner voice. And so whenever I was worried or falling into patterns of imposter syndrome or self-sabotage or thinking bad about myself, I would think that I was doing that to myself. But when I read this book, it clearly showed me, and I had an experience, that I wasn't my thoughts. And that just blew my entire reality away. And I was like, wow, this is what I've been looking for my entire life. And from that moment, you can imagine the fire that ignited within my soul. I just felt that I needed to go so deep in that journey, in releasing and transcending my own inner critic. So I started to commit every single day. Remember how much pain I had. So it was easy for me to commit. I committed every single day to practicing conscious awareness, to make the present moment the main priority of my life, and to not let that inner critic overtake me and allow myself to believe that my inner critic was me. This was a really powerful process that I spent about 2 years in, and it was life-changing. This is for me what true personal development and spiritual growth is. It might not be so much, for me at least, in my opinion, about books and improving your habits and doing all of the traditional therapies or self-growth modalities, but actually becoming aware of the algorithm or the matrix that you have inside of you, which is your own inner voice, your inner critic, that we have to work on transcending and overcoming and releasing it. And so this is how I got introduced to this world. One of the most beautiful things from this stage of my journey was that I had the realization externally that I needed to quit my job as a civil engineer and overcome the fears of letting down my dad, my boss, my family, and follow my heart. And my heart was saying, you need to go deeper into this personal growth and self-discovery journey. You need to go away for some time so that you can get to know yourself, so that you can connect and really get to know what you want. That's what I was hearing from my heart. And so with all the tears in my eyes and all the fears that I had built up by that time, in 2020, just before the 2020 issue happened, I decided that I needed to go to Bali in Indonesia. So building up a lot of courage, knowing that I couldn't keep hiding away from the fact that I was getting this inner voice, this inner knowing that I needed to go there, I decided to pack my bags, leave my job, my partner, my life, everything behind. And that was hard. But I just knew on a deep level that I needed to do that in order to move forward with everything else. So I decided to close those cycles from that chapter of my life. And I moved to Bali in 2020. And that's where I really deepened my own personal transformation. By this time, as you already know, I was practicing everyday conscious awareness, conscious breathing, meditating for 20-30 minutes, and I was finally able to reach these states in my meditation where my mind would be fully quiet, and it was almost like I was floating in the sky, just contemplating everything without any thought. It was a clear blue sky. No clouds, no rain, nothing, no distractions. And that was incredible and life-changing. And that kept me pushing further and further away, inwards into my journey. By this time, I was probably 2 to 3 years into my journey. And this is where I discovered that trauma gets stuck in the body. And I was like, wow, I've worked so much in my mind. After 3 years of so much determination, I'm able to finally have the peace of mind that I've wanted. I did it. I couldn't believe it, but I did. If you commit to the process, you can do it too. And so I was like, wow, looks like we are entering a new chapter. Because I want you to know, like, even though I had peace of mind now, I still struggled so much to express myself. So now my mind was quiet, but if I wanted to share, for example, some lessons that I had learned about how I could quiet my mind and find inner peace, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today with you. Just the thought of filming myself would start to create sweat. I would start to shake and feel horrible, like I was going to pass out. So this awareness, this inner voice inside me, was almost leading me into this next phase, and it was telling me that there is this next level of your growth and healing journey, which is to heal and release the trauma and the trapped emotions that were stuck in my body. And I was fully committed to this because I thought, I need to do this. I need to go to the finish line. I need to see myself feeling confident and going after my wildest dreams. So with this grit and determination, I started to learn yoga. I started to learn this really amazing practice of yoga called Ashtanga. In Ashtanga yoga, what it really did for me and my mind and my body was to train my mind on a deeper level to focus on the present moment. And it really helped to deepen my mind and body connection. So after a few months of practicing Ashtanga yoga and trying out different practices, I realized that now my mind and my body were connected on a more synergistic, holistic level. So at this time, I was doing this Ashtanga yoga and meditation every single day. It took me about an hour, but it would basically set me up for the rest of the day to be peaceful and free, to have clarity and to not be consumed by my mind. So I really made sure to prioritize that. After these months of doing Ashtanga yoga, I started to feel in my throat that some of the fear that I had stuck there had actually gone away. When you're doing yoga, you're opening up different parts of your body, and in a way you are releasing trauma and limiting beliefs, and you're rewiring and rebalancing your nervous system, which is part of your body. And I just got really interested, because now by this time I had mastered the Ashtanga yoga, I had mastered my inner self, and I had cleared and healed some of the trauma and the limiting beliefs and the wounds that I had inside. By 2021, I started to travel the world and become a full-time digital nomad with my partner that I met in Bali. So as I was doing this work in Bali, there was a point in time that I knew in my heart I needed to start sharing these resources, these tools, these life-changing lessons that I have been in the last 4 to 5 years. And I started to create and post my first ever video talking about the mind, about the inner critic, and how the present moment is the key to a happier and more fulfilling life. So those early videos were incredible. that was in a way what started me on this journey. But they were really bad because I was so afraid to speak that you could clearly see that this person was afraid to speak to the camera. This was the point where I got really interested in finding a modality that would allow me to heal patterns at the root cause. I was looking for permanent transformation because I have been so deep in my own journey. I had read so many books. I had done so many tools and courses and studied mindset and did yoga and did mindfulness and did all of these modalities. But I knew I had to go deeper. It was almost like life was calling me to go deeper, because I just knew from my own experience, from experientially trying inner work and shadow work and traditional methods of therapies or methodologies and psychology and exercise and all of these things, I had experientially tried them all, but they didn't give me the results that I was looking for, which is simply the result of being able to identify a pattern or a limiting belief, release it from my system, and then not have to deal with it anymore in my life. That's what I was looking for. And it was so hard to find that I couldn't find it. No matter the industry, anything, I couldn't find the solution. So I knew there was something deeper. And this is where I stumbled upon another crucial book that changed the entire trajectory of my life. And this book is called The Emotion Code by the incredible Dr. Bradley Nelson. The Emotion Code is an introduction to energy medicine and energy healing. And for the first time in my life, I learned that we not only have a physical anatomy, but we actually have an energetical anatomy that connects with the nervous system and the physical body. And I thought that was really interesting. I thought maybe there was a key there that I could use. And so I learned the Emotion Code book. I learned how to release trapped emotions, which the author explains how those trapped emotions are at the root cause of many issues and physical pains and things that people have on a daily basis. And even though I was skeptical at first because I've never learned about energy healing or energy medicine, I was just on a journey to be open and curious to receive anything that came my way. And to my surprise, I realized that I had more than 70 trapped emotions of rejection in my throat that I had created when I was in my early years of childhood, that you already know. That was really interesting because I also got introduced to a tool called muscle testing, also known as the universal truth test. In very simple terms, muscle testing allows you to use the innate wisdom of your own body to determine whether a statement that you make out loud or in your mind is truth or false. This also radically transformed my life because for the first time in my life, I felt empowered. I felt like I didn't have to go out there anymore to look for the answers. But I can now have a tool that gave me the answers coming from within. I could source my own answers, and it worked with over 90% accuracy once I started to really learn how to do it. So I started to become my own healer, my own practitioner, my own guide, my own coach, my own mentor, and I started to identify. How many trapped emotions do I have in my heart? How many trapped emotions do I have in my throat? and it was really fun and really interesting. By that time, I was a digital nomad, basically living with my partner abroad. This was 2022, early 2022 or 2021. And I was fascinated by this discovery that I could just do some swipes and use my own energy and intention to release a trapped emotion. So at this point, I wasn't only knowing this in my mind, but I actually had an experience that just made me fully committed to go deep into this world of energy medicine, energy healing, which I believe with all my being that this is the future of personal development and transformation. One day I was sitting in my living room and I was trying to film these type of videos for Instagram reels and posts, but I realized that every time that I was filming them, I felt guilt inside my body. Obviously, that doesn't come as a surprise, but I wanted to see if I could use this emotion code stuff that I learned to release the guilt that I was feeling inside, so that I could literally just set up a camera, speak directly to it, and feel effortless inside. Feel that there wasn't any blocks in my expression, especially in my throat. So when you go deep into this world of energy medicine and energy healing, you understand that these trapped emotions and limiting beliefs, most of them, especially the most heavy and dense ones, actually are inherited. So the same way that you can inherit intergenerational trauma from your parents, you can also inherit, energetically speaking, these traumas or limiting beliefs. And so this is a topic for another episode, which is an incredible topic that I will do. But just imagine that the main common most like toxic or unhealthy patterns from your family in money, in health and relationships, they get passed down to you. And I discovered by using muscle testing and the emotion code that the strongest trapped emotions that I had in my throat of rejection were actually passed down to me from my dad. And his dad had passed it on to him. So we had in this lineage, in the generations from my dad's family, this deep sense of rejection, loneliness, and isolation. So that begs the question, did that create my reality in childhood that I experienced that isolation and rejection? Or is it the other way around? It's a paradox. But coming back to my living room, I decided to use the emotion code and I identified that in fact, the top 10 strongest trapped emotions that I had in my throat were inherited and they were related to rejection. So what I did is one by one, I released them with the emotion code. And when I released the strongest one, I'll never forget this. I felt like a bubble kind of bursted inside me. It was almost like energy was bursting out. And suddenly I felt like I had a more clear pathway. And I was like, wow, what just happened? Because it was instant. As soon as I released that trapped emotion, I felt the release in my throat. And mind you, before I give you the final part of the story, imagine how many years and how many modalities I had tried at this point to reach this result that I was seeking. I was so surprised that I stood up in my living room and I shouted and I screamed for some reason. And I screamed out loud and I was so happy. There was this feeling of excitement and rush just coming in. And when I sat down and I put the camera and I started speaking, everything was clear. I didn't feel any guilt or any shame or anything. And crazily enough, I felt more like myself. I felt that when I released those trapped emotions that were inherited, related to guilt and rejection, were never mine in the first place. And when I released them, I felt more like myself. And I was able to express my most authentic version of myself freely without fear. When I had that experience, you didn't have to convince me that energy healing and energy medicine works. And so that is the turning point that led me to the discovery of the world of energy medicine, which is in a way the foundation of transcendence healing, which we're almost getting there in the journey. So you can imagine that I got basically addicted. I was like, I'm going to release all of the trapped emotion that I have in my body, in every area, in my muscles, in my energies, in my chakras or meridians, which are part of my energetic anatomy. And I loved it. And I was like, wow, I can't believe so few people know about this. This has to be part of my mission that I need to bring into the world. Like, energy medicine and healing for personal growth is a game changer. So I spent a few months getting way better. Like, I really felt that this leveraged my own body and my energy, and I started to release probably hundreds of traumas and limiting beliefs and trapped emotions that were inherited. And every day I was feeling better. I was feeling more like myself. It was almost like layers of conditioning and fear were being released, not only from me, but from the past generations that they had also been carrying them. So at this point, I was fascinated and I would just kept on researching. That is my specialty, researching, creating, and blending, synthesizing different systems and creating the most insane transformational systems in the world. And I remember I found this book, which is the last stepping stone into creating transcendence healing. And this book is called Quantum Touch by Richard Gordon. And what I'm about to tell you, you might not believe, but I have experienced that over and over again. Every single day of my life, with transcendence healing, with my clients, with everything. So Richard Gordon somehow discovered that you can actually use the power of your own heart, the energy of your own heart, to create these things that he calls programs or icons. And what he means by that is you can actually write commands that you want to direct to your subconscious mind. And then you can activate those by using your heart energy. And as a matter of magic or miracle, those commands get executed automatically in the real world. Of course, the commands will only execute if this is something that is going to help somebody else or yourself. So it doesn't really work with any ill intent. But if you're wanting to transform or heal yourself and others around you, this is really like a next level upgrade. I was feeling like I was receiving the Teslas of the car industry. And so I started using Quantum Touch. And I want to share this story that really allowed me to stop being skeptical and fully opening up to the possibilities of this new operating system for human beings. I decided to try out the basic Quantum Touch program that he teaches in the book, which is you are able to align the hips of a person without touching them. Just by using the mechanism of Quantum Touch, being able to use your intention and write the rules, you're able to align the hips of a person. And I was like, no way that this is gonna work. No way. So, funnily enough, the author says that when you measure hips in humans, most of the times the right hip is like higher than the left one. And so funnily enough, I started to measure my mom, my dad, my sister, and my grandma, and they all had the right hip higher than the left one. And so I thought, this is a really interesting experiment. I'm going to try this out. So I did the quantum touch experiment, and I did it with my sister first. So I measured her, I showed her really clearly, like with my hands, you can see how the hip is here and then the other hip is here. And I was like, if this works, I'm going to retire. This is going to be the most insane realization and break that I've ever seen in my life, because that would literally be proof that with my own thoughts and my energy, I can affect the physical reality. I can use my consciousness to affect in a positive way reality. So I closed my eyes. I started to send energy from my heart into these rules. I was saying, okay, align the hips of Margarita, which is the name of my sister. I did that for 2 minutes. I went and I measured my sister. And guess what happened? I go in and I measure her, and literally both of her hips are perfectly aligned. Literally like this. Perfectly aligned on the same line. And I think I probably laughed and cried and celebrated for that entire day. I couldn't believe it. It was such a powerful experience for me to have, because I didn't know I had this power. I didn't know I had this much power to help the world heal and to help myself along the way. And so it's really created a deep desire to bring this into the world. I started using quantum touch and experimenting with all of these programs and rules. And the funny thing is, the author explains that only a chiropractor using his hands is able to bring your hips back to balance. And I was able to do this literally in the first or second try in a minute, without touching anyone, just by using my energy. So I was over the moon with this discoveries. And this is the foundation, the context that led me to create Transcendence Healing. So by this time, I was playing around with the emotion code and quantum healing and quantum touch. And I wanted to find a way that I could work on my entire body. Like, I wanted to go deeper into my subconscious mind, and I wanted to start releasing and reprogramming my subconscious mind on the deepest level, because I knew by that time that was the key to lifelong success and transformation and wealth and abundance and prosperity. So even though I tried looking everywhere in the industry and different modalities, I didn't find what I was looking for. And this is the moment that led me to the creation of Transcendence Healing. So this is the turning point that led me to the creation of Transcendence Healing. So if you remember, when you're doing the emotion code, you're able to release one trapped emotion at a time. And this was great, but I had thousands of trapped emotions inside of me. So this would take me years. When I discovered quantum touch and I realized that I could use these programs and create rules, something happened, something clicked. I had the idea to use the programs from quantum touch to write my own rules and see if I could release more than one trapped emotion at a time. So I sat down and I wrote it in paper, and I said, program to release 10 trapped emotions or 20 trapped emotions at a time. I wrote the instructions and I said, I want to release the top 20 trapped emotions that I have in my throat or in my heart. And I wrote those down. I closed my eyes. I started using my heart energy to activate the program. And the way that it works is you need to see a shape or a color, because that's how you speak to your subconscious mind. So I was activating this program, speaking almost directly to my subconscious and my body. And when I finished the program, I felt a huge release in my heart. And by using muscle testing, which is called the Universal Truth Test, I was able to verify that I had in fact released those 20 trapped emotions. And the beautiful thing about the Universal Truth Test is that it's not a local phenomena. You can actually have many people verify the same answer that you got. They can verify it for you. It's almost like cryptocurrency and the safety protocols that they use. So I had my partner and a few other people verify it, and we were all getting truth. We were all getting the truth that I was able to release these 20 trapped emotions in 10 minutes instead of releasing one trapped emotion at a time. And I knew inside of me that I was able to have that breakthrough. Like, I knew it had worked because I felt it. I knew the difference of how it felt to release one trapped emotion versus releasing 20. It was a really gentle process. But this is when the creative genius within me, or the inspiration that flowed within me, led me to start building transcendence healing. So I started from that space, and I started to create programs that allowed me to release 20, 40, 60, 80, 100 trapped emotions in a single session. And with the breakthroughs, it actually worked. And this made me cry, because I knew that I was onto something really special. And so then I got really curious, and I decided to identify, where are these trapped emotions located? Where do they actually get stuck? What are the main points in my body that they get stuck? At this point, I have a lot of experience with the energetic anatomy of the human being and also the physical anatomy. So I knew very well the different functions of the chakras, of the meridians, of the nadis, and how that connected to the nervous system and ultimately the physical body. I knew that I was going to work directly on the root cause of any issues, because I realized that the chakras, our energy centers, are the key to shifting your identity. They hold the deepest seated programs about you, your deepest seated beliefs. So I had the idea of starting to work directly on the chakras and releasing the trapped emotions that were stuck in my chakras. And surprisingly enough, I used muscle testing, and I discovered that on every chakra that I had at least 200 trapped emotions. So I knew that, for example, my heart chakra was related to my psychological function of love, of openness to life and healing. Just as the same way my throat chakra had the psychological function of communication, of self-expression, of trust, and speaking your truth out into the world. So I wanted to work directly on these energy centers, because I had this crazy realization that if I was able to release all of those trapped emotions that were stuck in those energy centers, I would boost, improve, and upgrade my own psychological functions, depending on the specific energy center that I was working on. And you might guess where this is going. I ended up creating the foundation of transcendence healing as working directly on your 7 chakras and allowing you to upgrade psychologically, mentally, emotionally speaking, all of those faculties of you. So what I did is I started to develop more advanced programs that I now call transcendence healing. And these programs allowed my own energy to be released from my throat, for my third eye, for my crown, and I started to, in a way, purify my own nervous system, purify my own energy centers, and I was seeing the instant results, and it was mind-blowing. I was ecstatic. I couldn't believe it, because if I was working on my throat and I released all of those hundreds of trapped emotions in a single session, I saw those effects almost instantly, if not the day after. So I knew that I had found gold, that I had struck gold, because this is what I had been actually looking for. Nobody really taught me that your psychological functions are actually governed by your chakras. Most people don't even know that we have an energetic body, but I knew that I had to go into this world and come out with something that was practical and useful. So I started to work on all of my energy centers. I started to work on my root chakra, which in a way governs your psychological functions of safety and security. If you have a lot of fear, or if you find yourself in a fight or flight state, that means that your root chakra is imbalanced and closed, and there is a lot of trapped emotions, trauma, and limiting beliefs that are stuck in the root chakra. So with these transcendence healing programs that I was able to activate using my energy in writing really sophisticated lines of codes almost, I was able to release those trapped emotions and upgrade the functions of my root chakra. And I felt this in really meaningful ways. So for example, when I did the transcendence healing program for my root chakra, I felt just more grounded. I felt more like myself. And I was almost like verifying for myself that in fact, these functions that are supposedly governed by the chakras are actually truth. And I experienced that over and over with myself and later with clients as well. So that was a very beautiful experience. And that was the beginnings of transcendence healing. And I didn't even know how to call it, because it was such a unique holistic blend of energy healing, of the emotion code, of quantum touch, and then my own experience and expertise in the world of transformation of the subconscious mind and energy healing. So I combined all of these incredible tools and almost like the best assets from each system, and this is how transcendence healing was born. So what happened after that, once I fully brought off my energy centers to 100% levels of operations, I really started to feel limitless. It was almost like everything inside me was upgraded. My operating system was like fully powered up, fully charged, and there was like no blocks holding me back. Like no inner critic, no negative self-talk, no imposter syndrome, no anything. And that might be a little bit hard to grasp and understand and accept, because it almost never happens. It's a really, really unique case, and you really need unique tools. But I was so impressed. I didn't even know how it happened. Everything just fell into my lap, and I knew this was just what I was meant to do. And so by just experiencing the sheer results from those years of using transcendence to clear my entire energetic anatomy, my chakras, and then working also on my nervous system and my brain and optimizing everything, I just became the person that I never knew or never believed that I could become. All of those years in suffering and all of those desires and visions of becoming who I am today seemed impossible. And life, always in its perfection and its magic and its miracles, it led me to that deepest depth of my being, of my soul, which is energy. And it really allowed me to shift. And I can tell you from my own testimony and my clients that all of those patterns of self-doubt, of overthinking, of stress and anxiety, and any negativity has been completely dissolved. And it doesn't mean that I'm perfect. It doesn't mean that I still have an ego, which is a mind, but it's so tiny. I've increased my power so much that now things just really flow effortlessly. And this is the journey of becoming limitless. I realized that every energy center has major limiting beliefs that are inherited. The root chakra has a limiting belief that says, I am not safe. Millions and billions of people around the world are operating every single day of their life with this belief that they're not safe. Or they're operating with the second belief that is in the sacral chakra, which is, I am not worthy. I am not worthy. I'm not good enough. Billions of people around the world are carrying that belief. Then in the solar plexus, which is the third energy center, there's a limiting belief that says, I am powerless. Billions of people around the world have this limiting belief. Then in the fourth energy center in your heart, you have a limiting belief that says, I am unlovable. Billions of people in the world have this limiting belief. In the throat, I can't trust others. I can't express my truth. In the third eye, I am bad. In the crown, I am alone. I want you to sense how many billions of people around the world are operating every single day of their lives with these limiting beliefs that are affecting their thoughts, their emotions, and ultimately their actions. And so these limiting beliefs are almost like the gatekeepers. And when you're able to remove not only the limiting beliefs, but also all of the associated imbalances that created that limiting belief in the first place, then that is what it truly means to unlock your true potential. We see this word thrown out into the industry so much. I help you unlock your full potential. What does it truly mean? This is what it truly means. It means giving you emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual mastery by working directly on your energy centers and unlocking your full potential in all of these seven areas. So in my journey from deep struggle to transcendence, every chakra opened the door to more power, more growth, more love, and more healing. So imagine when I was able to release all of those seven limiting beliefs that I told you, how do you think that you would feel after that? Because I was so blessed that with transcendence healing, I was able to ensure that when I released those limiting beliefs from my subconscious mind in my system, that we would pluck out the whole weed and the root systems that kept that weed in the first place. It was like a full, deep release that allowed me to heal those deep-seated patterns from the root cause, never to be seen again. And that is the magic and the miracle of transcendence healing. And that is the reason that I'm recording this podcast today. And it's the mission for the rest of my life to bring transcendence healing to the world. Because I know that there hasn't been a time where we need more healing and transformation collectively as a species as of today. And it's a big, big responsibility. There's a lot of weight on my shoulders. But I feel that the best way to bring this forward is to just open up and share with you my own experience with this journey. And so I really hope that this podcast and this episode inspired you, because this is what we're doing here, the journey of becoming limitless. And that is what transcendence healing is all about. And now we've seen such insane results in other people that I don't even know if I'm allowed to say the results that we've gotten in health, in wealth, in relationships. We've been able to fully clear and release some of the most deep-seated mental, emotional, and physical challenges and issues that you could possibly ever imagine. Those things that people say that are incurable, for some reason, transcendence healing has been able to take care of them and give people the life-changing results that they've been looking for their entire lives. And I get emotional because I know how much suffering and how much pain there is in the world, and how much, unfortunately, the mainstream industries on all levels, education, medicine, personal growth, they're not doing the aligned, authentic work that they need to do. And so people get caught up in these superficial band-aid solutions and they keep on suffering. So it's really time to bring an end to that. And so to wrap up this incredible, heartfelt episode that I appreciate you so much for listening, that is a little bit about the mission. The mission of transcendence is to bring forth the future of personal development and healing, and to give the people and the world the tools that they truly need to empower themselves, to live an extraordinary life, and fully step into their greatness, transcending any limitation, transcending any inner critic or self-doubt, and becoming the best version of themselves, so that they can serve the world from that place. That is our mission. And the vision for transcendence is that we're able to impact millions of leaders and individuals who are driven towards these higher values, these higher goals of serving the world, of being a light in the world. And that is what I see transcendence healing doing as a role in today's world, inspiring leaders around the world, creating meaningful, deep connections, and just distributing this system of goodness, of deep, profound, and permanent transformation for all areas of your life. That's going to wrap it up for me today. It's been an honor and a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much if you made it this far. Thank you for listening to my own journey. Hope this inspires you to build an extraordinary life. I'm JP, I'm your host, and I'm signing out for today. All the love, I'll see you in the next one. Today's episode is brought to you by Transcendence Healing, AKA me. I have one overarching goal, and that is to help you remove the blocks that are preventing you from reaching your full potential and making a bigger impact in the world. This is the journey that I've been obsessed over the last 5 years, and this is how Transcendence Healing was born. Transcendence Healing is a holistic blend
of brainwave state change, of energy healing, and subconscious reprogramming that allows you to instantly experience permanent and profound transformations in all areas of your life. I feel that it is now time to bring this to a community, to scale this goodness, and to give these tools to people who want to learn them for themselves, for their loved ones, and perhaps even for their clients. This is Transcendence University, the all-inclusive online community where you get access to weekly calls with me, where you get access to the entire framework, the 12 steps of transcendence healing, where you go on a journey and you clear on all 12 dimensions of your life, all of those invisible blocks that are preventing you from reaching your full potential. You're going to get access to so many resources, connections, experiences. I invite you to join Transcendence University. That's going to be the journey of a lifetime. Very excited to see you on the other side and connect with you.